Yahoo raises the ante on privacy as a new survey shows privacy rising in importance to consumers. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Internet company Yahoo says it will anonymize some user data within 90 days of its collection date. That includes information on the sites users visit and advertisements they click on. Search and internet portal companies know a great deal about users, and that's making more people uncomfortable. Just this week, the Poneman Institute, a research group that focuses on privacy issues, released its annual Most Trusted Companies survey. Google fell from its top 20 perch, partly because consumers expressed growing unease with Google's data collection and retention practices. Jay Klein of Minnesota Privacy Consultant says people started growing wary of Google when it unveiled Google Maps Street View, which shows street-level photos taken from cameras mounted on a fleet of cars.
It showed how Google was interested in more than online search. It truly was out to organize the world's information.
Klein says Google's new Flu Trends service is another privacy concern.
Google is making available the overall statistics of where people are searching on flu-related items in order to help predict where there might be flu outbreaks. I think this was a little too close for comfort for most people. I think people didn't want the federal government showing up on their doorstep to make sure they were taking their flu shot.
The vast majority of people care about privacy, and that concern about privacy seems to be increasing over time.
Larry Poneman with the Poneman Institute.
Despite that, our sense of control over our personal information is decreasing over time. So it's rising in importance, and it's also increasing as a potential risk or vulnerability for the average person.
And so you see companies like Google now sort of get caught up in that dynamic. Google dropped in the rating of most trusted companies. It fell out of the top 20, and a lot of folks said that's because they're concerned about how fastidiously Google safeguards privacy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was an issue for people, and people start to understand a little bit more about what happens with search and, you know, how the whole system works and how this information is used for monetary gain. I think that's probably why the ratings dropped for Google and a couple of other companies in the internet space as well.
Some companies seem to be recognizing that privacy is getting to be more of a top-of-mind issue for consumers. For example, Yahoo announced this week it will start anonymizing the data it collects on users after 90 days. That's a fairly big move and could set a new standard. Do you think we'll see more big companies that collect data on consumers start to move in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to see organizations viewing privacy as a competitive advantage. So it's not just an altruistic thing, like if we're ethical, we're going to respect the privacy rights of our customer. But it's if we do it and we do it right, we're probably going to have better customers and greater consumer loyalty and probably a lower churn rate. In the story, the Yahoo story, Yahoo is actually a pretty good player for privacy. And we know that not just from this ranking, but we actually know a little bit about what the company does. And I think they're very smart to position the company around a higher privacy theme than its competitors. So I think that's an indication that privacy is viewed as a competitive advantage in some cases.
Larry Poneman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Larry Poneman of the Poneman Institute, a research group that works with companies on their data privacy practices. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.